Sometimes I think the universe is mocking me. As in a living creature, I've been so long. I know when I'm not wanted, I can take a hint. I can feel it in my bones. Imagine you once wrote in every poem and nobody read or heard it. It was perfect, set in stone. You closed the circuit. You wish that you were blind. So you wouldn't have to see the sky to be for dizzy work to mirror elegy. Or worse, limericks on a typewriter and you're a chimpanzee. Imagine a train wreck and a train crashes. Imagine famine and a drought happens. The tsunamis are conscious in islands, the way of Atlantis. Imagine a revolt and peasants storm the palace. I'm not an observer, I'm an oracle. My mind is racing, light years a minute. Every time you blink an eye, write another sonnet. It's precisely that which defines me, that causes me such pain. Where to find myself, I mean. To see before your very eyes, your work silhouetted, circumscribed, perforated, made into paper airplanes. What if all the pain you ever felt and ever will feel, you felt it all at once? Except every waking moment you felt that amount. Still as a mountain. Something you said, I thought I read. I kept a voice activated, tape recorder by my bed. For 5 years I mumbled every dream I had, transcribed into a file. The tape itself would stretch 33 kilometers or 20 miles, but who cares? 190,000 words, I can't explain how much this hurts. Watching echoes of my private world, but who believed these dreams came first? I'm on the verge of shredding and burning each page I've written. The only way to free myself from this poetic prison. And like that imposter Nostradamus, I stand behind a promise. All I've predicted will come to fruition. Except these were predictions, they were hazy bursts of light. And the details might be wrong, but I got the essence right. And a trace of what I've done erased, no longer my concern. Last copy up in flames, past the point of no return. Among all possible worlds, are there anywhere?